The line spilled out the door at the Burma Road Chapel. While it was cold and drizzly outside, there were piles of hot adobo, rice, and egg rolls to be had inside, all prepared and served by members of the Phil-Am Association. Kathy Liu sat at a table in the chapel with a friend, eating pancit, a traditional noodle dish. She says they came hungry and were happy to donate.
The Filipino food is always so good, but definitely want to support the cause.
The buffet line packed the chapel's small space. Most people didn't stick around to eat and walked away with stacks of to-go boxes for their families at home. But that was just fine with Phil-Am members helping out at the dinner like Ruel Villamor.
You know, it's a small community, but it's such a big heart. Everybody's here. It's amazing.
Phil-Am charged $12 a plate, but many people chose to give more. The group raised more than $20,000 at the event alone. And that's not counting their other fundraising efforts. They've placed donation boxes at grocery stores around town, and Phil-Am has formally asked Unalaska's city council to consider making a contribution from their discretionary budget. Former mayor and city council member Frank Kelty advocated for that donation at a city council meeting this month. He says Unalaska has a history of lending a hand after disasters like September 11th, and he says the typhoon hits close to home for Alaskans.
Unalaska is one of the largest Filipino communities in the state, and if they so choose to assist, I think it's a great thing to do, especially with the devastation that we've seen in the central part of the Philippines.
City Council is expected to vote on making a donation at their meeting next week. Meanwhile, Phil-Am members will get together this week to talk about holding more fundraisers and to decide what to do with the money they've raised so far. At meetings before the dinner, they said they wanted to find a relief organization that would reach typhoon victims as quickly as possible. Some members of Unalaska's Filipino community still haven't gotten in touch with family in the hardest-hit areas of the country. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.